Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
So good to be with you today. Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse 31. We read, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. And so here we begin. We see the continuation of the psalmist as he's making a decision to follow the Lord with all of his heart. Remember when he said earlier in verse 26, he says, I've declared my ways and thou heardest me. And then he prayed, he says, Lord, please teach me your statutes. Otherwise, he says he wanted to follow the ways of the Lord. He wanted to seek after the things of God. And so now he's saying, I'm stuck unto thy testimonies. That word stuck, simply in the original language, simply means to adhere to or to be fastened unto. You might think of it today like being like super glue. Once you connect something together with super glue, you're not going to get them apart. And really, that's the idea that you see here. I'm stuck unto thy testimony. You know, that's a good place to be. I hope that you're stuck in God's word, that you're allowing it to sink deep within your heart and be a part of your everyday life. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31, he says, if you continue in my words, then you are my disciples indeed. Otherwise, it's more than just thinking about God's word, but allowing God's word to affect your life and then continuing day in and day out in God's word and allow it to be a top priority in our thinking, in allowing it to affect our judgment and the things that we do. We see Moses all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 4 encouraging the new generation that would follow it after him to continue in God's word, to stick to God's word. In verse 1 we read, Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord thy God of your fathers has given you. You should not add to the word which I command you. That's important. You nor take from it. Otherwise, he says, we just need to take it at what it says from Genesis through Revelation and just underscore it and realize it is God's word. And then he goes on and he says, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. You know, and that keeping. Otherwise, you're going to stick to God's word and you're going to hold fast to God's word. Verse 3, we read, Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal-Peor. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed. Notice those who followed Baal-Peor. In verse 4, we read, But you who have held fast or stuck to it, who did not give up, but you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. And so Moses is saying those who stuck to the ways of the Lord and those who followed after him, he says, you're still alive. And that's that continuing in the walk that God would have us to walk. As Jesus said, if you continue my word, then you truly are my disciples indeed. Paul in Acts chapter 11, he was visiting there in Antioch, and if you remember, Antioch was the first place where believers were called Christians. We read there in verse 23, he says, Who, when he came, being Paul, and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. And that's really where it counts, as he talks about the heart. He says, and I love that phrase, with purpose of heart, that, you know, we can certainly have a purpose of our, you know, of show per se, and, you know, go to church on Sunday, even give tithes and do all kinds of things, but we'll miss out on what God wants for us to do. See, the Lord, you know, he certainly sees where the Bible says men look on the outward appearance, but God looks at what? God looks at the heart. And so here Paul was exhorting them with purpose of heart, they would cleave, otherwise they would stick unto the Lord. And I pray, and truly that's the only way that we can really stick under the Lord, if down in our hearts we choose to follow the Lord no matter what, that we call him Lord, that otherwise we will bend our knee to no things, nobody, no other situation, no other creed, other than the name of Jesus. And he says, with purpose of heart, we would cleave unto the Lord. As we go on, one of the verses that it just so much means so much to me that I see that I think ties into this passage is found in the book of James, where James exhorts us, and James certainly was an exhorter. He says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearer only, deceiving yourself. He said, be careful. He says, there's a possibility you could deceive yourself by just hearing God's word and not actually doing it. He says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, where he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Well, of course, I could testify to that, because I look at myself in the mirror, and you know, and I realize I've lost some hair on top of my head. I'm pretty much bald, and I could go away, and by midday, I'll touch the top of my head, and I keep on thinking I got a bunch of hair up there. And that's what he's saying, is that we have really the potential to deceive ourselves. By thinking if all we do is hear God's word, but if we don't act upon God's word, and that's what James is talking about, and that's what the psalmist is saying, that I've stuck on thy testimony, there's that doing. He goes on in verse 25, he says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, there it is, and continues in it, and not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in all he does and all that he does. I think it's so important that we realize. The psalmist says, I have stuck unto thy testimony. You could see him changing as we go through the psalmist's work. Psalm 119, he's making that determination to follow God's word. And now he's saying, I'm stuck to your word. And he says, oh Lord, don't put me to shame. God won't put us to shame in any way, form, shape, or can you imagine? Because he has great plan for our future, and he wants to bless us so much. I love it. And we'll finish off here today in First John chapter 2, verse 28. We read, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. The fact is, as we stick with him, as we're stuck on him, there is going to be a day that our great God and Savior is going to return. And I pray that we would just abide in him, and that we would walk in him, and we would follow after him all the days of our life, as we look for our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, to return. Father, we thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you for you giving us so much, Lord. And may we just treasure your word this day. I pray that you might bless my friends, no matter what they're doing this day, that you might encourage them. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.